morning, everyone. This is Melbourne's Kiss 101.1. You're on the air with Jason PJ. It is just gone 17 to 8. Coming up after 8 o'clock, God, you couldn't love him anymore, can you? Tom Hanks has done something very, very cool for someone here in Victoria, all the way from Hollywood.
Hollywood.
We're going to go there just after 8 o'clock. It's a great story. At the moment, though, we were chatting just before the song. You drive around either late yesterday or this morning. We're seeing blue posted everywhere around Victoria at the moment as a tribute to those four amazing officers that lost their life tragically on the Eastern Freeway earlier this week. I want to bring in Glenn Holland now. Glenn is a serving member of the Victoria Police, and he actually started about 4 years ago protecting the Protectors, which is basically an organisation there to help police officers dealing with PTSD and also being there for the families as well. Glenn, thanks for your time this morning, mate.
Good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us.
Can I just say straight off the bat, thank you very much for everything you guys do, mate.
Oh, it's amazing. Thank you very much. And look, the support, the blue lights last night all over the buildings was just a fantastic sentiment for all of our Victoria Emergency Service members. Beautiful.
I was saying to Paige earlier, actually, just seeing kids put out blue balloons and everything like that. I loved it.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah, look, it's just amazing. It's been a surreal 36 hours. And the way how the Victorian community and around Australia and the world have actually just jumped on board to support everyone is fantastic. It's just beautiful.
Just on support, Glenn, can I ask what support would be on hand at the moment for the four families that are dealing with the grief and what went on?
Oh, look, at the moment there would have been the welfare unit, the Victoria Police Welfare Unit, our Victoria Police members will be there supporting the family. We've also got the police chaplains, the Police Association Welfare Unit, and also now Police Legacy and Blue Ribbon Foundation will be there. So, of course, their families will be shocked and grieving, and, look, the support will be there straight away. That's what we do as a Blue family.
Glenn, what was the moment that actually inspired you to start this sort of organisation a few years ago? Did you have a particular experience?
I was a trainee at Frankston, where one of my good sergeants that took me under the wing. He went off with PTSD. During that time, I also had some friends that were working with myself that unfortunately taken their own lives, and it got to a point where I didn't want any more of our members or family to. You know, we help there serve the community, but we also needed our own help. So I'm just raising an awareness for all of our members and family to put their hand up and ask and seek assistance. Get in early before it's too late.
Well, it's sort of something I guess people don't talk about, and there's kind of this expectation that if you're in the force, you're almost immune to tragedy. But the thing is, these, you know, officers are witnessing traumatic events time and time again. So what steps are in place, and particularly going into the force, you know, what have they put in place to ensure that, you know, they can survive through these moments?
Is there compulsive counselling or anything, Glenn?
Look, what there is where we have incidents, we have debriefing, where we discuss the event, where we discuss how we feel, what can be better, what can be done, and at the same time cancelling services through the police welfare and the police association welfare is always available for us to use. It's a different world now compared to what it was 18 years ago. 18 years ago it was like, you know, you'll be all right, guys. But now it's we're really getting in with the welfare side of things, because the events that we go to just accumulate over time.
I think the tragic thing here is, like, it was just four officers. It was a roadside stop. They were just going about their normal business. Glenn, can I ask, being a serving member of the Victoria Police, after an incident like this happens during the week, A, do you ever think about getting out? And secondly, how does your family deal with it? Because I imagine when you leave the house the next day, your partner's, you know, pretty reluctant for you to go to work.
No, I personally myself, I've never thought of getting out of the job. If I have whatever event I go to, I try to be as good as what I can to make the job successful in what I do. And I love serving the community, like the 17,000 police officers that we have as well. It's interesting you talk about how the family feel. My wife at the moment is working from home, and I go to work every day. It's like business as usual for our Victoria Police. And she, when I leave, please look after yourself, honey. Please come home every day. And it's actually, I think with this tragic event, it's actually more the partners realising a bit more that us as police members are going there every day. So
we were chatting about that earlier. I think that's what's hip, everyone. This isn't a siege or a terrorist event.
No.
Four officers, you know, pulling over a car on the side of the freeway. Glenn, we've got to leave it there, mate, but thank you so much for your time this morning. And like we said at the start, thanks very much for all the work you guys do.
No, thank you guys for your support and to all the community, especially in the last couple of days. Thank you very much.
Good on you, Glenn.
You're a hero, Glenn. Thank you so much.